local history loves Tom Brennan. I love Tom Brennan.
Okay? I just laugh when I hear the name.
Right, but local history loves Tom Brennan.
Yep.
Look at Tom Brennan's career. 19 years with UVM.
Yep.
Under 500 career winning percentage. 3 NCAA tournament appearances. Kevin Snedden. 17 years at UVM. Under 500 winning percentage. 3 NCAA tournament appearances. Why is one the mayor of the town, and why is the other going to be a guy that maybe we forget about at some point?
Because one, higher expectations for the hockey team because they're in a better conference, and you could win from that conference, and it's the best conference for the most part in college hockey. So if you're a good team in that conference, you could go to the Frozen Four or win the whole thing. You know where I stand in basketball, where America East, you get one win in the NCAA tournament, like against Syracuse, and we talk about it for the next 50 years, and we celebrate it. So, because nobody's ever winning a championship from any of these small conferences, or, well, I shouldn't say that, there's Gonzaga and other schools, but we're not winning a championship from America East, so the only expectation is just to win one tournament game.
Well, for me, over the years, there's two reasons why Tom Brennan is revered like he is in this town. A, his personality is absolutely, I mean, you know that, everybody knows, he's completely over the top, he's out, he's in social circles, it's impossible to dislike the guy. You know, how you doing, my boy? Yep. I mean, he's just always in your face, hugging you. I mean, he could meet a guy once, and he's hugging him. And he was just this gregarious personality, not to mention the fact that he was all over the radio waves for a very long time.
Good point.
So, I mean, that made a difference. He presented himself as this, coach, if you're listening, forgive me, this lovable loser in the first few years. He used to always tell me, he says, I don't know how I ever kept my job. He's going 5-24 for like 6 out of 7 years, and yet he kept his job. And I think people just look at him as that fantastic, high personality kind of guy. Snedden was never that in your face guy. You know, can you imagine Kevin Snedden doing a morning talk show, and not just a talk show, but a crazy talk show? Corman, the coach, was nuts for years. It was really entertaining. The other thing, too, I think going in Tom Brennan's favor is he was that lovable loser. He did have all those 5-24-ish kind of years, and he finally got his just due when Coppenrath and Sorrentine came. And you just, it was like this big party for the longest time because you felt so good that this guy who couldn't win more than 8 games a year for the longest time finally won something.
I think, Rich, I think your point about the radio resonates more with me. Just he was out. So even if you didn't love the team, you loved him, so you rooted for him, so it was easier to get behind him. But I also think there's a difference here. Kevin Snedden's tenure was up at the beginning and then down at the end. Tom Brennan was bad, 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 and then it was better, 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 and then at the end it was really good. So you saw it end on a high note, and when you end on a high note, people always want more. Okay, you leave. It's the old Seinfeld joke. Here, ring the bell for me. Ding, ding, ding. Seinfeld reference. So when George says, make a joke. There you go. Make a joke, then leave the room. Leave them always wanting more. So Brennan leaves on a high note, wins 4 straight America East championships in some way or the other, either regular season or the title, 3 NCAA tournament wins or NCAA tournament appearances and gets a win. And that's his last act. And you saw it culminate there at the end, whereas Snedden was good at the beginning and it's just been souring ever since. I think when Snedden got the team good 2008-2009, you expected it to stay there. And as it's trailed off, it's been hard to watch. But Brennan, it was bad forever, and then it got good at the end, and I think that matters.
It did. It does. I agree with you there, because then you're like, oh my goodness, you're leaving out on a high note and everybody's all excited. This has been a long time coming for the hockey team, and you know, people have—I don't want to say have stayed away. I don't know if that's fair. Maybe attendance has dropped a little bit, but it's important to this town that the hockey team.
Oh, it's crucial.
It doesn't have to be great. Yep. It has to be competitive. It
Absolutely.
Could just be 500, and it makes a world of difference to this town.
If they went 500 next year, there'd be 4,007 at every game. I mean, that place would be full to the gills. They're just. Right now, they're just looking for anything that shows a positive sign. Absolutely.
First time Texas said Tom was the people's coach. That's a great way
sure.
to put it, yeah. That's a good way to put it. But you said if there were 500, people would come running back.
Oh, in this town, they want something somewhat competitive. They want to see something that shows them that maybe these kids are going to be good for a little bit of a run here. You know, even if they just won 8 or 9 games next year, I think people would say, all right. That's good. I mean, whoever's coming in here, the expectations are not going to be real high coming off of a zero win in a hockey East season. At least it has been so far.
It's interesting you say that. You know, like, think about it from the Yankees' perspective. When we were talking about Severino earlier in the show, we asked, oh, how big a deal is him being injured? And you say, oh, not that big a deal. They won all these games without him last year, so, okay, life just goes on the same as it did a year ago. And I say it's huge. I'm kind of in the reverse situation here with you. You say, oh, it's crucial to this area that Vermont hockey is good. Is it?
It has been.
They haven't been good for a long time, and the area is thriving here. So my question to you then is it really about Vermont hockey, or is it just that there needs to be something at UVM worth watching? Like, they both can't be bad at the same time. That would be detrimental to everybody. But does the university really just need one of them to be good at all times?
So are you saying that Burlington as a place is thriving? Is that what you're talking about? Or are you talking about as a sports town?
Yeah, Burlington as a sports town appears to be thriving to me. You said we're the number one rated show, and you said that you never thought that would happen, that this is a sports town like that. So we're doing just fine without UVM hockey being particularly good. It'd be a great boost if it was good, but I don't know that it's, quote, critical, as you said.
Well, I mean, this hockey team won 20 games 3 years ago in the 2016-17 season, so they've had some recent success. They won 10 2 years ago. They won 12 last year. People forget they weren't horrible up until this season, but I just think the UVM hockey program, and I'm basing this completely on going into Patrick Jim's lobby on minus 10 mornings on a Friday to try to secure one ticket for a Friday night, Saturday night series against Princeton or Dartmouth or whatever. I mean, the lines were a mile long just to get one ticket for any game back then.
You know, we argued whether it helps the economy when we were talking about the Lake Monsters. I think this is not a great sports town right now, but it could be so much better. And the reason we need a hockey team to be good is, Rich, can you imagine the hockey team is good or 500 and above? The basketball team is good. And then you used to tell me how the women's basketball team would sell out.
Every game.
Would sell out, Brady. Yep. I mean, think about that as the economy. People go to the game. What is it? 3,000 people get into the gym.
It's packed.
And then those people don't go right home afterwards. They're all excited that they're out. They're going to a game. They go downtown. They go to restaurants. They go spend money. They go have drinks. Once they're out, it's not like, okay, it's 9 o'clock, let's run home. People go out and enjoy themselves. That, again, helps the economy locally.
This town, sports-wise, is starving for a winner and will jump on the bandwagon if they have to. I remember I've told this story 100 times, so I apologize. But when St. Mike's in the 2000s with Mark Vizlich and Todd Roberts and all these guys, Mark Mulvey, they went through a period there where they were going like 25-6 every single year. And that place was packed. Little Ross Sports Center was packed. So this town is just looking to jump on any sort of winner right now. And obviously it's happened for years with the basketball team at UVM. But the women's basketball team, when they won whatever it was, 58 in a row with Sherry Turnbull and the crew, that was a classic example. Because now what are they drawing now? 600, 700 a game?
I don't even know that much.
No, yeah. But I mean, there's a lot of fans that are just waiting to be a part of a celebration around here sports-wise. But none more so, in my mind, than the hockey team.
I would love to see the women's basketball team get back to that.
Well, they're heading in the right direction. They've had a pretty good season.
802-655-6672 if you want to go ahead and jump on in. Calvin and Bristol, so do you guys collectively think a new, better paid coach will solve the problem, or a couple complete player restructure will help UVM hockey?
I would say it goes hand in hand. They need a better paid coach, and a better paid coach therefore has more recruiting more tentacles to their recruiting technique and more people they can reach out to and a better network.
Shane says they were ranked in the top 10 as recently as 2015. They haven't been bad that long.
Yeah.
Talking about the men's hockey team. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, they were 20-13 in 2016-17.
Top 10 in the country. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they had 3 out of 4 goods. They won 20 games or more, 3 out of 4 seasons between 2013 and 2017.
I think that's when I first got here. No.
Yeah, they've been decent. It's just this year has been the cliff. It really has.
All right, we'll finish out the show. 4-Minute Football Fix. Of course, last story standing. That's next year in the